welcome my fellow traders to another award-winning episode of Truth Is Now Treason. Have you ever been in a situation or a relationship where you felt like there was nothing you could do that was right? The other party would point out everything you did was wrong, and you had no chance of winning with them. It could even be that this party fabricated lies about you to get others to not like you as well. And if you have, I'm sure you know it can be a frustrating situation to be in. I'm Dietrich.
And I am Lennox. In this series, we have been discussing aspects of socialism and how it is contrary to the Bible. In our previous episode, number 5, we talked about how socialists have waged war on the family. In this episode, number 6, we want to share how socialists breed hate, one group toward another. And if they breed hate, which we'll explain in a moment, then a person who says he is following Christ cannot endorse socialism because Jesus' first 2 commands were to love him first and foremost and then love your neighbor as yourself. This means we are to love others as much as we love ourselves, and it's really hard to love others when we demonize, slander, and lie about other people. Socialists do exactly that.
Yet socialists love to pit one group against another. First example, this has been going on for decades, actually. It's how socialists demonize the rich. Big corporations, CEOs, blaming all society's problems on big business, saying they need to contribute more to society, playing on the poor humans' emotions of envy, trying to get the poor and others to resent those who have money.
Bernie Sanders once posted to his Facebook page, "Let us wage a moral and political war against the billionaires and corporate leaders on Wall Street and elsewhere, whose policies and greed are destroying the middle class of America." Here, Sanders is mimicking Karl Marx, who viewed history as a series of class struggles between the rich and the poor, and advocated overthrowing the ruling class.
Yeah, those words of Bernie might seem appealing and beautiful to somebody who isn't rich. They're words that might convince someone to believe the lie that the rich are destroying the middle class. Couldn't be anybody else, right? Those who might side with Bernie, the Bernies of the world, if you look at history, we know that socialism does more to destroy the middle class, not the rich. Scripture strongly warns the rich and powerful not to oppress the poor, so it's important we bring that out. That's clear. In fact, Proverbs 14:31 says, "Whoever oppresses the poor shows contempt for his maker." But Sanders and other leftists, including Hillary Clinton, go far beyond decrying specific acts of injustice. They basically condemn an entire class of people simply for possessing wealth.
And they encourage those who are poor to overthrow them. In fact, Clinton once said the United States economy required a toppling of the wealthiest 1%.
The rich are not causing the problems in America's society. People like Bill Gates, who I am not a fan of, are not acquiring wealth by stealing from the masses. They're creating great products, which produce wealth and provides jobs for many people.
But even if they were exploiting the poor, nowhere does scripture support the have-nots demanding money from the haves or instituting a government that steals from the rich to give to whoever the government decides. Instead, it teaches that we should not covet, we should not want what other people have, and we should be content in all circumstances. That's in Exodus 20:17 and Philippians 4:11-13.
You know, Bernie proclaims to be a socialist and wants to wage war on the rich CEOs. But it isn't just him saying this. Most people on the left say this. Here is Biden saying it, as well as Hillary Clinton. Listen.
Big corporations and the super wealthy have to start paying their fair share of taxes. It's long overdue. I'm not out to punish anyone. I'm a capitalist. If you can make $1 million or $1 billion, that's great. God bless you. All I'm asking is you pay your fair share. Pay your fair share. Just like middle class folks do.
Jobs in infrastructure, jobs in advanced manufacturing, jobs in clean energy. We're going to do it by investing in education from early childhood education all the way into lifelong learning. I know what we can do together. But how are we going to pay for it? Well, I'll tell you how we're going to pay for it. We're going where the money is. We're going after the super wealthy. We're going after the corporations. We're going after Wall Street so they pay their fair share.
Again, continuing to say a lie, to slander a group of people. The facts tell a different story. Here are some facts that those people clapping as Hillary spoke probably didn't know. In 2020, the bottom half of taxpayers earned 10.2% of total aggregate gross income and paid 2.3% of all federal income taxes. The top 1% earned 22.2% of total aggregate gross income and paid 42.3% of all federal income taxes.
In all, the top 1% of taxpayers accounted for more income taxes paid than if you took the bottom 90% combined. The top 1% of taxpayers paid $723 billion in income taxes, while the bottom 90% paid only $450 billion.
So think about this. You have, in the United States, 3.3 million people who are paying more than 300 million people. You want to tell me that the rich aren't paying their fair share? They are paying their fair share.
Now, the top half of taxpayers paid 97.7% of income tax. That means the top 50% paid 97.7%. So is this really about what Hillary said in the clip, you know, about helping create jobs, improve education, help support the police by making the rich pay more? Or is this really about socialists who want more power and money, more power over these corporations, and more tax dollars collected by the government and used foolishly like we have seen under Biden?
What?
It's probably more like the latter.
Yeah, dogging the rich is nothing more than what the Bible describes as envy and greed. You know, when our leaders on the left continue to bash the rich, it spreads to the media, educators, and our society. Then it becomes the norm to speak derogatory things about the wealthy, thus breeding hate, just like socialists are known to do.
And we could name many other examples where Marxists do this. Like with America and its past, used to be just racism was the issue. Now everyone calls it systemic racism, environmental racism. Did you even know our roads are racist?
Thank you, Pete Buttigieg, for informing us of that. We weren't aware of that before. You know, everything about America and the ruling class, which of course are whites, it's oppressive. You can't even listen to anyone these days without someone demonizing America and its racist past systems, people.
Yeah, this next example is a fairly recent one. And do you remember with COVID, how the unvaccinated were belittled and lied about by saying it was the pandemic of the unvaccinated, when clearly we found out later it wasn't? A lot of hate speech was directed toward anyone who refused to take the shot. I remember Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo saying that they should lose their jobs and that we should shame the unvaccinated.
I remember when I felt safe in this country. It's when Fauci was running things. Now even bolder language and discriminatory speech have surfaced almost daily. Now whites are bashed out in the open and singled out as enemies with words of white supremacy, white privilege, white nationalists, white evangelicals, and super double extra white MAGA Republicans. Why? Because socialists and Marxists see these people as their enemy, and they need to take these people out to do so. You have to convince people to hate them. Gee, sounds like what Hitler did with the Jews.
I would love to explain how all of these are lies, but time won't allow us to do so now. Maybe we can save these specific examples for another episode in the future. But the important thing is that we need to see this kind of behavior as it is and know that this goes directly against Scripture. We all know that Jesus was about love. Do you know what it says about hate, slander, and lies? Here are just a few examples, and then we're going to end this episode. It says in 1 John chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, it says, anyone who claims to live in God's light which means anybody who claims to be a follower of Christ or say, I love God, and then hates a brother or sister, it says, is still in the dark. Other translations say, he is a liar.
You know, does a person who slanders, lies, and criticizes others love those he's attacking verbally? No, I think we could all agree on that. No one criticizes and belittles those he loves. That isn't love. You don't put others down that you care about. Love for others is a sign of God's presence in the life of a believer, because our love for others is another way the world can see God. And if we're putting others down or accusing them falsely, we are not loving that person. We are liars if we say we love God or even these people.
Here are two verses about slander. Ecclesiastes 7:1. Since a good name and a person's good reputation is such a valuable thing that it can be ruined through slanderous lips, God considers it evil and he hates it. According to James chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, the practice of slander, and I want to repeat that, the practice over and over and over, is demonic. People who engage in slandering other people are being led by demons, not the Spirit of God.
Even more why we shouldn't vote for a socialist person, party, or policy, but we should stand against them. If God hates these things and considers it demonic, why are we complicit in this hate by supporting these individuals?
Now, as you watch and listen to these Marxists here in America, they make it their ambition to slander. And we're talking about slandering. We're talking about lying, making things up about that person, degrading that person or this group of people for a single purpose of gaining power. It's for selfish goals, not caring who they mow down, and maybe even murder.
You know, in other episodes, we have shared more ways socialist ideology stand in stark contrast to God and his word. Let's denounce this atheistic system of government, which we're seeing being pushed at an accelerated rate by those who are on the left.
And may be unfolding on the right. Currently, though, we have those on the right still fighting for our country, freedoms, and founding that gives more opportunities for all than any other nation. Traders, be sure to hit that like button on social media. Rate us if you can on any platform, and please help spread the word about how socialism is contrary to God and everything he teaches.
This is our last episode in regards to this subject, but we hope you've enjoyed it. Be safe out there.
Until next time, my fellow traders.